Project Independence is the Aging in Place initiative of the Town of North Hempstead. Some of the many services we offer include nursing and social work services. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
Project Independence in You, right here at WCWP.org. We have been talking with Gail Sellis, who is a Project Independence gerontologist and also a veterans caseworker. I mean, talk about a topic that you can't cover in a half an hour. There's so much, so many avenues. But before we get into the next discussion, I just wanted to, give proper shout out, if that's the right way to say it, to our supervisor, Judy Bosworth, who is an incredible advocate for so many seniors in the town. I mean, she put together this whole Veterans Advisory Committee, and we have a disability committee, and she's a very big proponent of advocacy. And she's a huge advocate. So we have this mobile unit that comes. And if anybody out there wants to call and you're a veteran, even if you don't have your, veteran services yet, you can get them. You can also call 631-261-4400, extension 7978, to make an appointment at the mobile unit. Because they really do prefer appointments because they do spend time with people. So, one appointment could... They might, book a half an hour or 45 minutes. But there's a lot of things that are going on in the town, and I believe that we are still looking for a location in the town for veterans to come and to get some outpatient services. So that's, they're still seeking that. They're exploring a location to make it even easier for people within North Hempstead to come. And I think that people outside of North Hempstead will be able to use that site as well. So there's a lot of stuff that the town is doing. And, certainly having Gail doing casework services for the veterans was another great, great plus. So, Gail, you have so many notes there.
I had one I wanted to bring up, actually. I just ordered some pants from Land's End, and they weren't the right ones. But what I decided to do is I heard about the Veterans Donation Drive with the boxes at various locations.
Right.
So, and they want new stuff, so I figured these pants didn't cost that much, so rather than return them, I put them in the veterans box. Aww. So my point being I think it's a great idea that they have this. And again, I think Judy is very instrumental in promoting that. I guess the story there is if you feel as though you would like to donate a lot of things, maybe you could elaborate a little bit on what it is you're looking for, not just you, but...
Right. They're looking for new or gently used clothing. They're looking for toothbrushes, toothpaste,
luggage.
Right.
Wheels.
Luggage
with wheels, of course, because that's really the best thing these days. The biggest thing is socks.
Right.
They need socks. And, if people have things at home that are new or very gently used, or some people go out and purchase some things, even if it's the travel size toothbrushes and toothpaste and things like that. It's just a wonderful program. There's so much going on. I want to point out, though, that when people hear about going to the Veterans Administration to get services or to get signed up, a lot of people are still thinking that they have to go out to Northport. They don't have to go out to Northport. People just, close their minds. They're overwhelmed by mm-hmm. that. And that's, understandable. If you do want to go out to Northport, they will pick you up. You need to give notice of a few weeks, but the Veterans Administration will come here and pick you up and bring you there. But you do not have to go out to Northport to join the Veterans Administration and to get services. You can go to various sites. For example, there's one in East Meadow.
Which I've been to, by the way, where I did go to get my card in the first place.
It's a lot closer, Otto, right?
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yes.
The bottom line is they need an application filled out, and it's got to get to Northport. They can even come to my office, and I can help them with the application. We can mail it to Northport. They don't even have to be there, but they have to be signed up. Veterans have to have a primary care doctor in order to get services. So let's say you want podiatry, and let's say you want to go to Clinton G. Martin Park, where we have the van. you have to have seen a general doctor who will write the prescription for you to go to podiatry.
Which is a veteran's doctor. When you say primary care doctor, it's somebody who's with the Veterans Administration.
Absolutely.
Are they assigned a primary care, or they have a choice of?
They're assigned. I'm sure if they have a particular need or comfort level mm-hmm. with a particular doctor, I'm sure that can be discussed. Sometimes if somebody wants something from the VA, wants to see a specialist, and they've seen their primary doctor fairly recently, I can call some people at the Veterans Administration, and they can say, well, you know, so-and-so saw their primary just 3 weeks ago. We're not going to have them come all the way here or all the way to East Meadow to see their doctor. You know, they'll say, let me make a call to the doctor, and often they will prescribe it. It depends, you know, how long it's been since you've seen your doctor.
Right.
There's just so much out there. It's just, you know, from helping you today to get up the stairs, or pension benefits, or loans, or help at home to later life issues. I've helped people with widow benefits. They don't even know that they're entitled to it.
So if someone is, say, their husband or whatever, their spouse passed away, and they were the veteran that passed away, and they never applied for services, can that spouse apply for services after someone's deceased, even if they never really apply for services, but they're good standing and have their discharge papers and all that?
Yes. If for example, if a woman loses her husband who was a veteran, she still can be entitled to veterans benefits. And what I've been telling people is a lot of people do not know all they're entitled to. So I'm encouraging veterans and their families throughout the town of North Hempstead to call Project Independence, to ask to speak with me, even if we just end up having a chat.
I think that's great.
And that's lovely, but we may find out about something. I can see people out of my main office in Port Washington. I have space available to me in Clinton G. Martin Park. I also make home visits.
Right.
Some people can't get out. Some people don't drive. Some people can't leave the person they're taking care of. Right. Some people are just more comfortable in their own home. There's no specific guidelines. I'll come to you.
I mean, that's a great service,
it
frankly.
Really,
I mean, I've been on the Veterans Administration website, and you can make 485 phone calls and go through the whole hoop-de-doo, and you're never going to replace what you can learn from you in a 10-minute meeting talking about your situation. Right. And, you know, it's a great service, I think.
It really
Thank
is.
You. Thank yeah. you. Well, that's why Project Independence has social workers, nurses,
right.
so many people to help. It's just...
Right. So many times, Otto and Gail, we get phone calls where people are like, you know, basically, I know you're not going to be able to help me. I need this, I need that. And I'm like, oh, yeah, actually, we have a veterans caseworker. Oh, no, we do have a social worker that can come to your house. Or, no, that is available to you. And even if we don't, like you were saying, we connect them to the services. We'll connect them if they're not in the town, or if it's a service that Project Independence doesn't support, or, you know, we can't provide it. We definitely get them to the right agency, to the right service, to the right provider.
That's the beauty of it.
And
with one phone call.
With one phone call. You know, we do have a lot of subcontracted organizations that we work with that provide
right.
services, you know, and even nursing and social work is subcontracted out. So if the town can't provide the service, we will, you know, partner in some capacity with an agency or an organization that does, whether it's kind of, you know, like EAC or Northwell, or whether it's kind of, you know, home repair, or, you know, even EAC also does respite care for caregivers. So, you know, we will make sure that person gets connected. Very rarely do we say, I mean, if ever, I'm sorry, we can't help you.
It costs nothing.
Nothing.
And you got nothing to lose.
Right, right.
Zero.
Right. So when we do get those calls, I mean, the majority of time we turn them around. You know, people are like, oh, I didn't know that. Like speaking to Gail about all the services, that it's like, oh my gosh, you know, there is a lot of support and people just don't know it. You
That's
know?
Why I'm encouraging people to
I just want to backtrack for something here. You said about the clothing donation, all right? I had two things in my brain that I'd like to clear up. One of them is you said it could be gently used. It doesn't have to be brand new. But if it's gently used, it's okay.
Yeah, like luggage, like Rebecca was saying. Certainly
clothing,
we don't expect
though. Suppose you have shirts that are gently used.
Yes, gently used. You know, they don't want anything with stains or
right.
holes.
Yeah.
They want things
Something
clean.
You might wear yourself. if you're going to still wear it, but you don't wear it for whatever reason.
Right. Or you just have some things and feel like donating it, like you said with some slacks recently that you purchased.
Right. Now, the other thing was it says in the flyer or wherever I read it that they only want large sizes and above. What about us poor people that have medium sizes like me and people like me? We don't collect medium.
I think they just feel it's safest with larger sizes. I think if people donate size mediums, I think that'll be just fine. They're not looking for children's clothing.
No, right.
They're not looking for...
Yeah, I'm not a children.
That's right. Yeah. Children at heart, that would
there
be fine.
There you go.
Yeah. You know, if things are donated and it's not exactly appropriate for a veteran or the right size, they may pass it along. You know, there are things that, you know, can go to a veteran's child, grandchildren. Veterans can't do everything for everyone. They're not always in the financial situation to give grandchildren things. Things may come along that way. You just don't know in how many directions they help people.
Just a question to go a little further on that. Where it ultimately ends up, there are veterans that are in hospitals, and then there are veterans that maybe are not doing too well, and they have economic problems and they need help. Is this where it goes, like to both of these types of things, like people who are in hospitals? And
yes. That, you know, that's really the beauty of having social workers, gerontologists in the program, that we can take the things or we can direct people of where to put these items, hospitals, nursing homes. It depends what's needed.
Right, and where.
And where.
Right.
We do have a program, Blankets of Love.
Right.
With Project Independence. And people are knitting and crocheting lovely items, lap blankets, things like that, blankets for your bed. And every so often they bring them to the veterans' homes in Northport and the VA and donate them.
Well, we're in blanket season coming up.
Yeah.
This morning,
right.
Proof that.
We have a little more than a minute left. And again, there's just not enough time to go over this. The other thing I wanted to say, you know, just call 311 or 869-6311. And, you know, you can get in touch with Gail or we can provide information. You can get in touch with Project Independence. We have a whole list of it's a discount locator list. So there's stores, there's factories, it's all different things on this list that actually detail how much of a percent discount people can get. So call 311. Gail, thank you so much. Unfortunately, we are just a few seconds away and then we're from a break, and then we're going to be going to Old Time Radio, and Christina Otto and I will be back from 11:30 to 12 with Talk of the Town.